IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hi, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Hali Saravi, your host at The Viewpoint. Here in the studio, I'm accompanied by Brother Ali from the Islamic Seminary of Qom and also Sheikh Rouhani. He's a scholar and a researcher at universities in Qom. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, today we're going to talk about a very important topic, one which has been talked about many times, but it's always new. The personality of a great character, Imam Ali. And, you know, it's to talk about his personality is so difficult, don't you think? Isn't it difficult? It's so hard to talk about his personality. But I'm going to ask a very cliche question, but very crucial question. What is a very important character in his personality? If you want to think about his personality and if you want to bring out part of his personality, because he's a very, very multi-rounded personality. He has a very multi-rounded personality. So what is this part that you want to mention? If you could just show us only one face of his personality.
When it comes to the generosity, he is the most generous person. When it comes to the fields of knowledge, he is the most knowledgeable person. When it comes to the battlefield, he is the most, let's say, powerful and courageous warrior. When it comes to the ruling over the nation or the people managing, when it comes to the politics, he is the most, let's say, powerful and the strongest kind of politician. When it comes to the leadership, he is the best leader in the history. When it comes to manage the financial kind of affairs of the people, of the society, he is the most careful person. He said that the more I studied about this person, I found that all the positive kind of characteristics that you can even imagine, they are collected and compiled to one person, one single person, who is Imam Ali. Mm. And then he said that he challenged everyone that you can go and search. Search. Can you find such a personality in the history?
No,
such a multi-dimensional kind of personality in the history. He said the only thing that it attracted me towards tashayyu is this personality that you do not have in any other religion, in any other school of thought, in any other culture, in any other civilizations. We do not have such a personality.
Okay.
And you may find, for example, heroes in the ancient, for example, Greece. But they are only heroes in the battlefield, you know?
Yeah.
You may find, for example, some very knowledgeable figures in the history of ancient, for example, let's say East, Confucianism, for example. Confucius was a very, for example, knowledgeable person. But when it comes to the other fields, everyone lacks, except Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's why, since he was a Christian professor in university and he converted to Islam, that's why I mentioned his viewpoint about Amir al-Mu'mineen, not to claim that since we are followers of him, since we are Shia, we are just exaggerating about the personality of him. No, it is what is mentioned by this Christian professor.
Yeah. So you mean this being multidimensional, so this is the feature, this is the most important feature in his personality, and most people who are familiar with his personality appreciate that and understand that. And then, so let's get to another part. Thank you very much for your participation. You know, it's very important to talk about this question. When we talk about Imam Ali as a criterion, it's a symbol. Like, I can't find a word for that. So maybe it's as if the love toward him can save you.
Yeah.
Oh, so how is it possible? You know, it's why. Sometimes they say if you love Imam Ali, this can pave the way to be in heaven. So
yeah,
I'm just saying it very, very frankly, you know, I'm just saying it in a very, very direct way.
Okay. Brother, it's true that Imam Ali Salam is known as the right path in the interpretation of Sirat al-Mustaqim. It has been said under the interpretation in some books of interpretation or exegesis of the Holy Quran that this Sirat al-Mustaqim is Ali Ali Salam. There is no doubt that he is a role model to reach this right path, but entering heaven or paradise actually requires belief and good deed and righteous action, righteous deeds. So if we believe that we are followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam and we are not men of belief and we are not bringing right actions or righteous actions, so everything would be in vain. So entering paradise requires these first two conditions, that is Iman and Amal al-Salih. So we cannot say anyone who believes in Imam Ali alayhi salam as an imam who will automatically enter the heaven. But we can say the other side. Everyone who believes in Imam Ali alayhi salam as the he is naturally a believer and he is also actually doing right actions. But entering the heavens requires these two conditions of Iman and Amal al-Salih. But who is guiding us to this Iman? This is Ali. Who is guiding us to this Amal al-Salih? Is Ali. Look, what is Amal al-Salih? We learn Amal al-Salih, the great good deed and righteous deeds from Imam Ali alayhi salam. The brother talked about generosity of Imam, about the courageousness of Imam, about the knowledge of Imam, about different characteristics of his personality. So all these are the things that tells us how to do, how to perform different kinds of actions. So and when we have these two, naturally, automatically, we shall be guided and we shall be led to the source of this beauty, to the source of this salvation way, which is Ali alayhi salam, because he is the manifestation of Iman and Amal al-Salih. As for Iman, as his belief, he was the first person who believed in Islam. As his righteous action, he was the person who all of his actions were salih and righteous. So he can be a role model for us, and his love and his and his love and obeying him will, inshallah, hopefully lead to entering the paradise, having all these conditions. But to call a person, for example, a Muslim or not Muslim, or I don't know, to limit paradise for a certain group of people, no, it's not a good, I think, way to talk about. But we want to say, who is manifestation of Iman al-Ali? And we learn all the things from him, and this, inshallah, all of them gather and will help us to enter paradise.
So you mean, correct me if I'm wrong, so this acceptance, toward Imam Ali alayhi salam can be a winning card to be successful in your life. Is this...
I'm trying to correct a prevalent mistake which is in the society that believe in Ali and do whatever you like, you know?
Yeah, this is unfortunately, trying to just...
But I want to say this, Ali that we are talking about is manifestation of Iman and Amal al-Salih, belief and good and righteous deeds. So you said, let's say that, for example, a person in that corner of the world just believes that Ali was the first imam, or Ali was a good person. Is it enough for him to enter? Look, this Ali, we have to understand who this Ali is. We need to analyze this Ali. Who is Ali? What did he do that he became Ali, that all of the world is in love of this personality? So that's why I want to say that just saying and believing in Ali alayhi salam helps a person to enter the heavens and paradise, I think is not a good a good understanding of the issue. But to be exact, I think all this thing, to analyze the personality of Imam Ali, to know what made Ali Ali, is the thing that, inshallah, helps us to enter paradise, because he came to guide us. He was appointed to guide the humanity to the right path, and he is manifestation of the right path and Sirat al-Mustaqim.
So I think you raised an issue just over here.
Yeah.
So how to know Imam Ali, the ways. Some people out there are listening, among our listeners, they want to truly understand and appreciate his personality. Mm-hmm. Just 1 minute. Is there any shortcut?
Within 1 minute, let me give you this example. Nowadays, for example, the youth who play football, yeah, they love, for example, the footballers like Ronaldo, I don't know, Messi, these kind of footballers. You know, when they love these footballists, they try their best to become like them. You know, they try hard to become like them in football. If you love Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, you have to try your best to become like Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in iman, in faith, in all those positive characteristics that Imam had. It doesn't mean that if you love someone and try not to get like that, yeah? So that's why the followers, the true followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen are those people who try their best to get proximity to Imam Ali alayhi salatu. Of course, we cannot become like Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, but of course, we can get proximity or nearness to Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam by our deeds, by our actions, by our thought, you know. Otherwise, we cannot be considered among the followers of Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Following is not only a claim, you have to practically be the follower. The same way that you try to be like, for example, like an actor or like a leader, like a political figures, like athletes, all these figures that you try to be like them, yeah, if you're a follower of them, you try to be like them. You wear, for example, the same clothing, you, for example, act like them, yeah?
No.
So, of course, the same is the case with the followers of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu.
Just one sentence to add to the explanations of the Sheikh. I don't want this, what I said, to become a source of ambiguity for the listeners. It's quite famous that we believe that حُبُّهُ Jannah, that is, the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam is Jannah. But suppose that you are in love with someone and you have a lover and you are his beloved. I don't know, the relationship between lover and beloved. What do these two do for each other? This love is out of nothing, or out of sacrificing each other both sides for each other. So I mean, when we became like this, and we understood Ali in this sense, then it means that we are lovers, and this love, inshallah, hopefully leads us to Jannah and to paradise. So the love has its own circumstances, requirements. So when the requirements of a pure and true love has been seen, then yes, this love definitely will lead us to Jannah.
Yeah, maybe to those of those listeners outside, maybe you need to follow these ideas. Try some of these thoughts mentioned. And then you can search online to find some other ways to follow to find a way to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you for your You're thoughts welcome. And for your comments.
Thanks to you, bro.
Yeah, so that's all the time we have. Thank you all for listening, and may the mighty bless you all.
شفعة أنا لها